Many of our towns have a namesake, and that is the case for Julesburg, Colorado. But the Jules in Julesburg is a man with quite an infamous story, and is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1866, the second town of Julesburg was established on the south side of the South Platte River after the first was burned down by Native Americans. But 1 year later, when the railroad established a route on the north side of the river, most townsfolk moved there, creating the third site for Julesburg.
When the railroad was there, it was the wickedest city in the West. They had a lot of gambling halls, a lot of saloons, a few brothels.
Stanley Bussey says the town stayed in that spot until 1881, when the Union Pacific decided to build a line to Denver. And that route was laid 5 miles further east. And so the fourth location for the town of Julesburg is where the town is today. The namesake of this town has quite a story himself.
The guy that founded the town, his name was Jules Benai. He was a bit of a scoundrel.
Benai worked for the early stage company passing here. He was stealing horses from the company, and stages were being held up. The company sent his boss to fire Benai.
Now, the regional supervisor, who became infamous himself, his name was Jack Slade. And he came out here. Benai heard that he was coming, so he ambushed him.
Stories differ, but Benai shot Slade. Slade survived and recuperated. Meanwhile, Benai went on the run into Wyoming.
Slade decided, I need revenge. He's got his employees looking for him.
Slade and his men tracked down Benai. And from here, the legend gets a little strange, but is supposed to be true.
He shot him in one arm, shot him in the other arm, shot him in one leg, shot him in the other leg. Got tired of torturing him, finally shot him in the head. Well, he wasn't done at that point. He decided, I'm going to cut his ears off. He tacked one ear to the fence post and kept the other one for a watch fob.
Slade wound up in Montana, got in trouble with the law, pulled a gun on a judge, and eventually vigilante justice prevailed, and Slade was hung. Quite a tale from the Wild West. Traveling the countryside in Julesburg, Colorado, I'm Andrew McRae.